Hello everyone. So joining me today will be Sandra McCullough from the National Association for People with Intellectual Disability, promoting rights, independence, dignity and equality. They're also known as Inclusion Ireland. Hello Sandra, are you there?
Hello Carl, how are you?
I'm grand, thanks yourself. So first up, Inclusion Ireland, I think it's a company about, you know, people with intellectual disabilities that are kind of denied their rights and declared a lunatic by law. Is that correct?
That's right, Carl.
And sorry, can you expand a bit on that, please, if you don't mind?
Sure. Well, I suppose there is a very old Victorian piece of legislation called the Lunacy Act. It's been in place since 1871, still on the statute books. And under the Lunacy Act, people can be declared a lunatic. People can be made a ward of court, which means that their ability to make their own decisions is taken away. And there are around 3,000 people or so, we think, in wardship across Ireland. Now, there was a law brought into place, enacted in 2015, called the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act. Unfortunately, while it was enacted in 2015, it's been very slow to be implemented. So many of the structures that the Act will put in place to do away with this system of lunacy are still not in place. And we are, the latest news, I suppose, is that it would possibly be 2020 at the earliest by the time we have some of those structures in place.
And is there any reason why it takes so long for them to go through?
Well, I suppose there's a legacy of this kind of, I suppose, people with intellectual disabilities maybe not being prioritised, and a culture of paternalistic kind of attitudes towards people with intellectual disabilities. So it's all part of that culture. I suppose we have been moving away from that over the last number of years towards, I suppose, a view of people with intellectual disabilities having rights and being citizens and participating in their communities and having equality. But this, we still see these legacy issues from the past.
And, you know, as a lot of people seem to forget, they're not any less human just because of an intellectual disability. They're basically the same as myself and yourself and anyone else you'd meet in the street. But, you know, as you were saying about their rights and that, are they entitled to the same rights as people without disabilities?
Yeah, well, the rights of persons with disabilities are the same human rights that are enjoyed by everybody else. Ireland last year, we ratified what's called the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. We have the unfortunate kind of label of being the last country in the EU to ratify it, but it is ratified now since last year. And what we often say is that the UN Convention, it doesn't grant any new rights to people with intellectual disabilities. What it does is bring together in one document all of the existing rights in the kind of the other UN conventions and international human rights treaties. And it sets out how they apply to people with disabilities and also provides them the tools, a roadmap, if you will, to ensure that these rights can become a reality. What it also does is allows us to hold the state to account. So when countries ratify the UN Convention, they're obliged then to submit regular reports to the Committee on the Convention about how these rights are being implemented. And that allows then people with intellectual disabilities, people with disabilities more generally, and civil society, it allows people to play a role then in highlighting these issues and in highlighting where rights are being infringed upon.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's an unfortunate thing that these people, that just because they've something slightly different with them, are denied their basic human rights. And as you were saying, Ireland is one of the last countries to ratify this. It kind of really makes you think about it, like, if they're treating people that have these, what they call intellectual disabilities, you know, like, there's nothing really different about them. They're just chemically imbalance in the brain. Do you find that it's something that has kind of died down a bit over the past few years, or in some places has it kind of risen up again?
Well, I suppose, I mean, we have a legacy in this country of institutionalized practice and institutionalized services. That is that people with intellectual disabilities were seen under what's called a medicalized model. Whereas we've moved towards a social model, and the UN Convention, I suppose, provides us with the tools to make that a reality. So one article of the Convention is Article 19, which is on the right to live independently and in the community. So I suppose for that to become a reality, what we need to see is an end to institutionalised approaches like this, institutionalised approaches that deprive people of their liberty. And what we need is to support people to live independent lives in their communities with the relevant supports that they need to live those lives.
And I know someone personally who went through the system and all that stuff, and he basically ended up worse than what he was, because, as you're saying, like, they were basically just kind of thrown aside and forgotten about. And I feel that, I'm sure, like, as a lot of people do, that it really is something that does need more light on the situation, mm-hmm. especially in such a country that we're progressing forward compared to, say, 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it would be great to see them kind of given the basic human rights, treat them like a normal person that you'd see in the street, and kind of mm-hmm. give them the opportunity to live their lives to the fullest.
And
mm-hmm. What would your own personal thoughts be on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd agree. I'd agree with what you've just said, and I suppose all of our policy in this country is moving towards that, but the problem is that policy can be very slow to be implemented, and the actual difference for people on the ground, again, can be very slow. But yeah, I mean, I'd agree. I wouldn't disagree with everything you said, you know.
And you know, is there any plans in the future that you have to, you know, like, any upcoming events that kind of, like, raise awareness more so about all this?
Yeah, well, actually, we have Inclusion Ireland with partners from the School of Social Work and Social Policy in Trinity. We have been working on a project called Stories of Social Inclusion over the past year, and we'll be launching this project in Trinity College in Dublin on the 8th of May. And what this project really shows, it challenges some of those stereotyped views of people with intellectual disabilities. And some of those views are around that, you know, that people maybe don't have the capacity to live in the community. And what this project does is it challenges those stereotyped views and those paternalistic views. And it shows the alternative, that actually people with intellectual disabilities are living socially included lives all over the country as well, with the right supports. So we'll be launching that project. People with intellectual disabilities are telling their own stories, and we'll be launching that project on the 8th of May. So if people are interested in hearing more about that, they can go to our website, which is www.inclusionireland.ie, or they can give us a phone call on 01-855-9891.
Sandra, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and we can't wait to hear again from you in the future, if that's possible.
Thanks a million, Carl. Thanks for having us on.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that was Sandra McCullough from Inclusion Ireland, and I'd hope you'd all enjoy that interview with me. And back over to Liam Nolan.
Fantastic, you know, very well. Thanks so much, Carl, for that. And of course, that was Sandra McCullough from Inclusion Ireland speaking to Carl Fenlon here.